Beer, happy produce of our isle, can sinewy strength impart, and wearied with fatigue and toil, can cheer each manly heart. This is the first stanza from the poem on the engraving titled Beer Street. Created by William Hogarth in 1751, this piece shows many large, plump men and women with steins of beer sitting around in the foreground. On the right, there is a sign that looks like an X with three small circles on the ends. This was the sign for a pawnbroker, since many people were illiterate. A hand reaches out of the small window in the door to the shop, giving a glass filled with beer to a man. No one is handing over anything for money, unlike in Beer Street's companion piece, Gin Lane. In the other engraving, a couple is giving their valuables to a pawnbroker's shop that may be the same one from Beer Street. This makes me think that no one in the latter piece needs to sell anything, so they're all on the wealthy side of town. Among those in the foreground is a sign painter, creating a sign with a man on top of a haystack and many jolly people dancing around him. The most peculiar thing about the painter, and why my attention was drawn to him, is that he is not like the many people in the foreground. He is threadbare, scrawny, and somewhat idealistic in the way that he is more in common with the residents of Gin Lane than those below him. The painter wears the same type of hat that Hogarth had made his trademark, maybe reflecting the artist in the picture. Another interesting thing about the sign painter is that he is painting a sign about gin. Maybe his torn and tattered clothes represent the feelings the occupants of Beer Street have towards him. Or maybe he's a resident of Gin Lane, and Hogarth added him to tie the pieces together. Nearly contradicting Beer Street, its companion piece portrays the horrors of the effects gin has on people. We aren't sure why Hogarth made these two pieces so different, or why he encourages beer, not gin, but most likely it's because beer was created locally, whereas gin was imported. These engravings are very detailed and allow you to see everything that's going on in them. But how did Hogarth get started on these engravings? Well, when William Hogarth was young, he became apprenticed to a plate engraver, which inspired him to set up his own business as an engraver. When you engrave a piece like Beer Street, you incise a design into a hard, flat surface by cutting grooves into it. You then dip it in ink, wipe off the flat part so the ink stays in the grooves, and press it onto paper. This is an exceptionally interesting way to create a picture, but it takes time and caution. As you look closer to the picture, you can see all the small lines that make it up. Imagine the care and precision it would take to cut all those lines. Hogarth was able to do it, though, and that now lets us look at this piece and imagine what life was like in the 1750s. This has been Allie with another Bulldog Podcast.